One of the hardest things about starting a company is getting someone to bankroll your idea. Venture capitalists are only interested in companies they think will have explosive growth, like Google or Amazon in their infancy. And getting a bank loan these days can be tough. Some pioneering Seattle investors have stepped into that void. They've come up with a new way of funding startups, and they're helping to get some creative companies off the ground. KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross has more.
Max Craner and Clint Nelson work in a building in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood that's a hive of entrepreneurial activity, full of startups. Their company is one of them. A couple of years back, Craner and Nelson were snowboarding and brainstorming. Nelson said, "Hey, you know that tomato fight that takes place in Spain every year where people throw rotten tomatoes at each other? It was on their bucket list of things they want to do before they die."
Instead of, you know, checking off the bucket list and going to it, we just created our own.
Yeah, brought the bucket closer.
And thus, their company called Tomato Battle was born. The sun is shining, and hundreds of people in Seattle are flinging tomatoes at each other. They've crowded into a parking lot behind Pyramid Ale House south of downtown, dressed in togas and tutus and Viking hats. But in a couple of minutes, you can't tell what anyone is wearing. They're all the same shade of red, globs of tomato dripping off their faces.
It's awesome! And it smells really gross!
It's pandemonium!
I'm just not even going to pretend that I know how much bacteria is in this now.
This is the best mess I've ever made.
Would you ever do it again?
Absolutely.
Tickets for a tomato battle cost as much as $50. Nelson says 2,000 to 3,000 people come to each event, and they're hosting 8 this year all over the country. So this is a good business. The way they got the company off the ground was through serendipity. They share office space with Seattle angel investor Andy Sack. Nelson and Craner had just thrown up their Tomato Battle website and sold a couple of tickets when Sack walked by and asked what they were doing. He liked the idea and proposed that he invest in it, but with a new kind of financing. Instead of doing a traditional venture capital deal in which Sack would buy a stake in the company, Sack proposed a loan, something called a revenue loan. Sack explains how it works.
We'll invest in a company in exchange for a percent of gross revenues. So as revenues go up, we get paid more. As revenues go down, we get paid less.
Instead of a bank loan, where you owe the same amount every month, loan payments in this case rise and fall as money comes in. Craner and Nelson say that's perfect for their business.
We are very seasonal, and so in the winters when we're not making any money, I mean, it's really, we're not making any payments.
Right. It's just shut down. We go ski.
Sack says a revenue loan has other advantages. Entrepreneurs get out free and clear once the loan plus interest is paid off. They don't give up any ownership of their company, like with traditional venture capital. If they later sell their company, they get to keep all the money instead of divvying it up with venture capitalists. Investors start to get money back right away instead of buying a stake and waiting years for a payoff. Andy Sack says that's why he started a new company in 2010 called Lighter Capital, to make revenue loans after he made a string of investments that went nowhere.
I probably made 30 investments, mostly angel investments. And of those angel investments, the overwhelming majority of them are zeros. And so avoiding zeros was, as an investor, what was really appealing.
The idea of revenue financing has been around for a long time. It's been used in industries like mining and entertainment. Applying it to startup companies like Tomato Battle is new, and Lighter Capital has been at the vanguard. There are some downsides. John Scrofano runs an online wedding planning business called Nearly Weds in Seattle. He took venture capital and a revenue loan in 2009 from Founders Co-op, which Andy Sack also helps run. Scrofano says he doesn't regret taking a revenue loan. But in hindsight, that early in his business, he would have rather plowed that money back into hiring more people instead of making loan payments.
Typically, when you're a startup, you want to preserve cash to be able to reinvest into your business and grow it really aggressively.
Clint Nelson of Tomato Battle says he has no regrets. That revenue loan bought 200,000 tomatoes for the first event, paid for cleanup, and got the company off the ground. They're hoping to pay off the loan by next year.
Is it painful at all to write that check?
Writing any check is painful, but if anything, I think we're both really happy to be writing that check because we realize what that's led to and what that's the place that that's allowed us to get to.
What that's led to is thousands of people getting to splatter each other with tomatoes till they have blobs of it in their ears and they smell like they've taken a bath in marinara sauce. When tomato fighter Sally McGowan steps off to the side for a break from the madness.
How is it?
Amazing!
Crazy! Can't even freaking believe this.
I can't see!
McGowan says she'd do it again. That's what the Tomato Battle guys and their financial backer, Andy Sack, are counting on. They're hoping there will be lots of people willing to spend money on a gigantic food fight, keeping the company in business and paying back that loan. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.